following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
A pleather jacket for $600? That's what you call a bad synthetic deal. If you're looking for a great synthetic deal, just head over to Napa. They've got 5 quarts of Napa synthetic motor oil, plus a Napa silver oil filter for just $19.99. It's a great deal for synthetic motor oil, and that's the best kind of oil you can buy. So hurry over to Napa this month. Pick up the $19.99 synthetic oil chain special. But don't let the name fool you. It's a real deal at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Sale price does not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer expires 4/30/13.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Anyone can rise in the AM, but shining, that takes some effort. It's your time to shine with the morning BOGO at Subway. That's right, buy one, get one free. A free 6-inch sandwich when you buy any 6-inch sandwich before 9 a.m. this April only. From the steak, egg, and cheese to the turkey breast, it's flavor for free. Hurry in by 9 a.m. Subway, eat fresh.
Free sandwich of equal or lesser price. Price and participation may vary. Plus tax, additional charge for extras. Not good with any other offers, discounts, or...
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question in my mind. I've coached here 3 times, and I've been here to do television 4 times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoe.
Tips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
And the snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the 5. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
And an option to the right. Tommy on the keep. Turns the corner. 25-30. Eludes a tackler. 35. Tommy Frazier. 37. 38. 39. 40. 45. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
Third down. Cross to the middle.
J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alexander to try to put the Huskers in front with 1:50 left in the game. The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on
there.
Its way. The kick is good. Oh! He makes it in there. 57 yards out of a school record to put the Huskers in front. 33-31. Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted it. Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue. And Dominican Sue's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter.
How about that for Dominican Sue?
The stadium is blowing up.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Danny Show before the 2013 spring game, which can be heard on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Pre-game tomorrow is at 12 noon, and kickoff is set for 2 o'clock. It's also going to be on the Big Ten Network. Doug Duda along with Jim Langan on today's program. We'll talk with Brian Munson of a Big Red Report on today's show as well. We're glad that you're along with us on this Friday. Love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can Facebook us anytime at ESPN Superstation. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 and 1550. Jimmy, we'll talk Huskers, and folks, we'd love to get your thoughts on anything that's going on out there. And I kind of listened to Mike and Mike again this morning talking about just kind of this week in sports was really taken away from Major League Baseball opening and the NCAA Final Four because of all the off-the-court stuff. You had this Rutgers thing. You had two or three other things earlier in the week, coaches hirings and firings and all the other stuff that's going on. But this morning, the athletic director, Tim Pernetti, resigns, gets fired, whatever. He got fired. He wasn't just going to walk in and go, I'm going to step down today. Because why would he step down today if it wasn't for this scandal? This is where I get a little sick and tired. This is where I draw the line. I don't see why this guy has to be forced out the door. I don't see it. So some people are upset about the film. All right? They're upset. And the coach is fired. The assistant coach has stepped down. And I might be in the wrong here. I don't think there's a right or a wrong. This is a differing of opinion. But if you had to take advantage, everybody's got a boss and everybody's got employees, and you're supposed to take care of your employees. But if every boss got fired for something like that happened underneath them, we wouldn't have very many bosses very long.
You know, the one thing interesting about this situation, when I look back, you know, there's a backslash, there's a quick reaction, there's an overreaction to things, you know what I'm saying? But basically, you know, Bill Callahan did not do a very good job at Nebraska, but he did not cross the line ever. He was never abusive to anybody. Okay, go ahead, you go.
How about when he kept, this was a deal that Matt Schick kind of uncovered.
Okay, go ahead.
The first, what was it, he was so used to having his number of pro guys on the field that when there was 150, he thought it was too many. And what about the room that they had to stay in before, what was it, the spring game or the first game or practice? There was like 80 guys that he just wasn't going to play and kept them in a room for however long because he wanted to concentrate on the guys he had. And I'd have to go, I mean, that's been 10 years ago already, but I think a lot of folks do remember that incident, and it did get some play across the state. Now, that's not what I would call abusive, but it sure wasn't normal.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, okay, there are coaches that make mistakes and are going to do things, but they're going to end up on their feet someplace else. I mean, the coach at Iowa State, you know, lost his job. You know, he's at Colorado State. I think Bill Callahan's with the Cowboys right now. I mean, but there are things that you do where your credibility is shot so bad that you're not going to end up on your feet. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I think, you know, the worst scandal we had, of course, was that Penn State scandal that we had a couple years ago. But this thing was interesting to me that a head coach would act like this. And it was almost to the point where an assistant coach felt like, to keep his job, he needed to follow in those same footsteps. I mean, you know, if this is the way we're supposed to coach, and now we're teaching assistant coaches to coach this way. You know, there's something wrong with that. And so, you know, everybody has a line where you're going to stop there. But I think the credibility thing hurt the Rutgers AD here is that, he tried to do something. He tried to save this guy's job. It didn't work out. Boy, they evidently didn't follow up with it very well. And then here's what the situation is. Here's what the players are saying is going on. He looks at it, and all of a sudden, we're going to fire the head coach now. Now we're going to get the assistant. Well, now we're going to get the – I don't know if the president of the college is doing real well right now either, because there is a let's just be honest about this. What they tried to do and to help the basketball program at that school did not work. You know, that did not work. And, you know, I think sometimes as an AD and, you know, you're responsible for that. I mean, you know, and I'm like you too. Hey, when you hire somebody – and you go, come on in here. We want you to work here and do this. Hey, we'll back you. We want to do what you want to do. You know, but when you overstep the line and you cross the line, there's really nothing you can do. And, you know, this isn't You know, in 1975, 1970, maybe you could be abusive and yell at players and scream and go and kick them around and et cetera, you know. But, boy, it's 2013 now, and that is not how you treat people.
Folks, give us your thoughts. I'm really interested in this. I don't need to turn this into the Rutgers AD show. This isn't talking about Rutgers. This is talking about things in general. I think anybody that's our age or older has seen this. I mean, that's the way it was. It was accepted back then. You can see the jokes all the time these days on social media. You know, when the kid doesn't get A's, it used to be the kid's fault. Now it's the teacher's fault. I mean, there's all kind. It just depends what side of the fence you fall on here. For Pernetti, I thought, I mean, would you want to fire? Would you want an athletic director that just says, I'm saving my own ass, you're gone? Because that's what this would have been. If he would have fired his coach when this film came to be, they decided it wasn't. They fined him, they put him on report, they suspended him for 3 games, whatever. He was disciplined the way Rutgers wanted to discipline him. And nothing has changed. I mean, that was my question earlier in the week. Do we know what happened over this season? Did the coach, Mike Rice, quit doing that? Did the assistant coach quit doing that? Did they say, okay, we've accepted our punishment, we've changed our policy, and that's not going on anymore? Because if they did, then you would say that this was successful, the discipline that they put out. I just don't understand why Pernetti, I mean, he's done some great things. He was up for AD of the year in the nation. He brings them into the Big Ten. All of a sudden, he's got a ballistic coach that he disciplines without firing. And had he fired, I mean, just imagine the other scandal that would have been going on had he fired his coach. Oh, well, man, can't you just bring him in? I mean, you're not going to please 100% of the people 100% of the time. And I think that's where this so-called scandal falls. Who's next? I mean, the Penn State thing was a cover-up. They were trying to save their own butts. I don't see this as a cover-up. I mean, what do you cover it up?
Yeah, I can't answer any of those questions. Evidently, you know, with the footage and the film and the things that they saw, they thought, whoa. I mean, something that the society is basically, and especially the Rutgers society, is saying more should have been done, not this. This is not just something where you find somebody $50,000 and you keep your job. They're trying to say, whoa, this was done incorrectly. And this man, if we're going to do this, there is not a second chance. There sometimes you get a second chance in life, but this was not one for a second chance. That's what they were trying to say on this situation. And, you know, you go back to Bobby Knight at Indiana. I mean, and Bobby Knight, you know, boy, I mean, that was an interesting situation. You know, he was kind of on a zero tolerance. And then there was something that finally happened where some student just goes, hey, Bobby, how you doing? Well, Bobby just didn't go. Hey, that's incorrect. I mean, physically, Bobby gets over there and starts making some comments, and next thing you know, he's gone. And now, is everybody mad at the Indiana president that lets him go? Because eventually, that's who lets him go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, the AD's there, but the president's going to say, hey, either do this or here we go.
And it happens. Mike Leach, that's how he loses his job at Texas Tech. Puts a kid in a shed, and I guess however you want to, again, you have all these sides to the story, and I don't think the truth ever 100% comes out. But Colin Cowherd had it right, too. If Rutgers, you can pick whoever you want, but it seemed to me Bill Self at Kansas would be an excellent example here. National champions, Final Four, conference champs. If all of a sudden you found out that Bill Self was chucking basketballs at kids and kicking them in the backside and cursing at them, even though that's not who Bill Self is, I mean, we know that. Would Bill Self be out of a job?
Well, Bill,
probably not.
No, but Bill Self did say this after they lost to TCU. He gets on and he says, "I'll tell you what, our Kansas basketball team, we're playing about like we did when James Naismith invented this game."
And what did the public do? They chuckled. They didn't criticize him. They chuckled. They took it as a joke and took it what it was, because Kansas has been and is so successful.
But he said things. He didn't take a basketball and fire him at kids.
Oh, no.
I mean, he didn't physically, you know, do things. I mean, you can say things, but you cannot. I mean, you can say, hey, we're playing, so this is the worst Kansas basketball's ever played. We're going to have to step it up. I remember you were talking about the coach at Texas Tech, Leach. I think you were talking about him. He made some comments this year about his seniors. you know, at, was he at Washington State? Is that where he's at now? At Washington State. He made some comment about his seniors that they aren't doing anything to step it up. And if they don't, you know, I don't know if you remember that, but I mean, it was just like he was at Texas Tech. I mean, you don't change people completely, I don't think. And some of those people really think they're doing the right thing. I think these coaches think that this is the way you motivate. You know, I mean, it's not the way you motivate. Our society's saying, hey, if you're going to coach like this, we don't want you. If this is what you're going to do, you can't do this. You're crossing the line.
I guess what it does do is it gives you a healthy conversation about another topic, because I will say this. If you are still one of those high school basketball coaches or lower tiered, and when I say lower tiered, I mean non-Division I college coaches, and maybe this is going on in your practices, not all the time, but from time to time, you gotta take a step back and think about what's going on, because this isn't the way you do it. Even if your crew, your team right now gets it, you're always bringing in new kids. Eventually, they're not going to get it that you are verbally abusive or, in some cases, maybe even physically touching players, shoving players, pushing players, and it could be in any sport.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, it just seems to me like we've changed, our society have changed a little bit, because even if you go to, let's say, a high school basketball game, let's just use that for an example, that the crowd used to be ruder to players. They would yell things out and be very, very offensive to things you'd supposed to say. People would shoot free throws and you're booing. I mean, we're talking about regular season games, you know. Sportsmanship kind of goes out the window a little bit at the district final, I guess, a little bit. But, you know, but, you know, if you're really honest about it, you know, hey, you know, If you watch that, and you're the AD, Doug, how are you going to defend that and say, I just decided to tell him?
You're not. Again, I think this is where the context comes from. I guess in my opinion, I don't think the guy is necessarily defending his coach. He would have done nothing. He would have been agreeing with his coach. I don't think he agreed with his coach. He disciplined his coach, and I have to think he said, listen, moron, if this happens again, you're gone. I'm giving you your one shot. You have no rope left. And all of a sudden, then, the public finds out about it. And for God's sakes, if we would kick everybody out in office that did stupid stuff like this, we wouldn't have to worry about Washington, D.C. being so full, because we would be too busy kicking people out of their jobs at all kinds of levels. He's saying, listen, I like you. I want you here. You have to stop this. And if you don't, you're gone. And again, that's where my gray area is. I don't know, and I don't think the public knows. I haven't heard from anybody. Has it stopped? Did it stop? Because all of this film that we're seeing is from preseason or a year before or over the summer. It had nothing to do with after his discipline was enforced this basketball season.
You know, there was a coach at Texas A&M, and you guys might be able to help me with the names, because I'm really good at naming the where they coached at, and not very good with the names. But he went on to Mississippi State, and his players were sleeping in the back of the room when they were watching film and scouting report. I mean, this is a big time deal. We got a scouting report, you know, and I mean, I've spent a lot of time on scouting report and would hand it to kids, and next thing you know, they'd look at it and put it in their locker, and we'd be playing. I don't know if they ever lost out again. You know what I mean? So we went over it and over it and over it on the floor. But they were watching film, and these guys were sleeping in the back. So finally, he actually, I mean, whether this is true or not true, he got two rattlesnakes, put them in a sack, threw them out there, and woke everybody up. I mean, they turned the lights on, these two rattlesnakes are out there. I mean, everybody was paying attention now. But, you know, if you think about that, hey, that's great if you throw them in the corner, maybe you can get away with it. But you might want to tell somebody you're going to do that one, if you're going to do that, like at a junior high school in Nebraska. You following me? What if somebody gets bit by those things? I mean, you know, I'll tell you what, I was just trying to wake everybody up. See, you're responsible for whatever you do. You do something out of the ordinary, you're going to be responsible for that. Now, there are some bizarre things that people have done to motivate players. Hey, we got to motivate. I'm going to motivate this. We're going to do this to motivate. But, you know, boy, you better think through this, you know, before you do some of this
stuff.
Well,
where Jackie Sherrill actually
That's
went
what
ahead
was.
And
Jackie Sherrill, thank you.
Yeah, and he did a couple of weird things. Love to hear from you folks. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Email us to the Dent Popper inbox, home of the arm aligning, and the Dent Popper inbox is Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Then you've got the whole Auburn situation. Bill emails us here to the Dent Popper. He goes, "Hi, guys. Let's see if the Auburn sports fans are more concerned with poison oaks than they are about the poison minds of the Athletics. Thousands showed up to rally about the oaks, you know, the Alabama guy that poisoned their trees. What will we hear about this fiasco from their fans?" Incidentally, Bill says, the oaks are scheduled to be removed on April the 23rd. Will ESPN cover this? Should be interesting. Bill, I'll bet you they will have that on the show. I bet there will be a picture of them taking those trees down. And Auburn is messing with the death penalty here, aren't they? Auburn is, I mean, you can't continually cheat. And, I mean, they're trying to keep up with the SEC and the Joneses down there. And it appears to me that Auburn is corrupt, very corrupt.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. You know, there was quite a bit of conflict on how they got the Heisman Trophy winner in the first place. How did he actually end up on campus? What did he do? And, you know, their wrongdoing, they were trying to say that the player in this case had no idea what was going on. But it sounds like maybe his dad and the head coach had an idea what was going on. Here we're in Kearney, Nebraska, and trying to guess maybe what took place. But it's not like we didn't read enough stories on it or follow it. You and I have followed this a little bit. So when that happened, and then you've got some players that are ineligible, you know, and that happens all the time in every university almost, where a couple players cannot play. We had Omar Soto. Remember that situation where he was a fullback and he played in an extra game? Yeah. He went to a junior college in California. He played in an exhibition game and then dropped out of school. And, well, evidently that was supposed to count as a year, you know. And Nebraska actually didn't know anything about it, but they, as soon as they found out, they said, here's what it is. And the NCAA, hey, that's great. Thanks a lot for letting us know he can't play in the Orange Bowl. You know, that was his punishment. But they didn't come out until the day before, 2 days before the game. But, you know, so there are things that happen, but you just got to be upfront about it. And it sounds to me like Auburn had some players that maybe didn't pass some classes, or, you know, was there some type of a marijuana
change their grades. There's a whole – this isn't just like one thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That affects one kid. This is a whole – paying players, coaches know about it, changing grades. And you got to – in this day, and you got to have some strings to change grades. I mean, yeah, you might know how to hack into a computer, but seriously, there's more than one person involved if you're doing something like that. So, yeah, it's interesting. How will that be covered at Auburn? Your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN, or shoot us an email at the Dent Popper inbox. Lunch today, your special, it is Friday. Man, it seems like Thursday. I'm so glad it's Friday. The prime rib sandwich at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island is your Friday lunch special. The sandwich with choice of a side item, oh so good, only $5.99. Maybe get an appetizer, some buffalo chips, some chicken wings, some boneless wings, maybe some pub pickles. They're also good, and they're open 7 days a week. Whatever you're doing this weekend, stop by, get a little bite to eat at the Chicken Coop. Watch the tournament, watch baseball, watch the hockey and the NBA. Your favorite sports are always on at the Chicken Coop. If it's not on, they'll put it on. All you got to do is ask. There's not a bad seat in the house with all the televisions and a great food and drink special every night as well. The Chicken Coop, located in Kearney and Grand Island. Don't forget their party room, available for any type of get-together. The Chicken Coop. Stop in and see them this weekend, Kearney or Grand Island. Brian Munson, a Big Red Report, and more coming up after this.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? Someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
As long as the kids keep making the traveling team and the new restaurant across town doesn't deliver, you're going to be driving. So it's a smart choice to join new BP Driver Rewards. You receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward just for signing up. With every second fill up of quality BP gasoline, you keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. pick up a BP Driver Rewards brochure at your local BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com.
From a field of 68 to the Final Four, March Madness continues on the Dial Global Radio Network.
Rebound, Michigan. They got a last shot. Burke, a very long three. Oh, my. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my.
Hi, this is Kevin Kugler. Join Bill Raftery, John Thompson, and me from our Subway courtside seats in Atlanta for all the action. Louisville, Wichita State, Michigan, or Syracuse. Who will be crowned champion? Saturday night, the Final Four is right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A mix of clouds and sunshine will develop across the area today with a high of 74, as south winds will become gusty at 15 to 30. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll stay near 47 for a low with gusty southwest winds. Right now, it's 57.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. Wow, I kind of thought it might happen, and I wish I had been yesterday out there talking to Mike Perenio and just kicking back, watching the NIT. Baylor was too athletic for Iowa last night, and they just blew them out in the men's NIT, 74-54. So, well, how does that, if you're an Iowa fan, how does that make you feel? I mean, yeah, we're winning, and it's still the NIT, and we're in the finals, and it didn't work out so well. I think... Iowa, I guess when they do well in the NIT, they seem to always bounce back and play well the next year. I had an Iowa fan tell me that last night.
You know, what's kind of interesting about that NIT is that, you know, you do get to keep practicing and playing hard and doing that type of stuff. So, you know, your season doesn't end, you know, like everybody else's was done March, what, 15th or 10th, oh, or whenever, yeah, that, you know, so you get to continue to play in April. Now, you know, people are going to play and pick up games, but your coach has at least got some control over the team, and you get to work for next year and et cetera. So, yeah, I think, you know, once that game gets out of hand, you're beat and you just move on.
Did you watch any of the slam dunk and three-point contests last night?
No, I did not.
They always do. The senior collegians that obviously are not still in the Final Four, then they go find, I mean, it's just weird seeing – it always happens. A kid that you expect should probably still be in the Final Four, Indiana had a kid in the three-point contest last night. They're there, and it was kind of fun to watch. And Lincoln native Marissa Kostanek finished second in the women's three-point shooting. She went to North Carolina State. Of course, K.K. Hauser and her were at Lincoln Southeast. Won a state title, was a state runner-up their senior year. But she had 24 points in the first round in three-point. I think the most you can get is 30. And she scored 24. I don't think I've ever seen anybody get that. Now, she shot like 17 and 17 the next two rounds, but finished second, so... Just Nebraska kid does well on ESPN last night.
Yeah, that's good. I wasn't even aware, you know, that was on last night, or I might have turned over and watched that.
It'll be on like 100 more times.
I'll probably get to see it again.
They play the hell out of it. Well, we can't show the tournament game, so here's a replay of this. And again, the kid that won the dunk contest was from the University of Detroit. There were some good dunks last night. It was pretty cool to watch. So if you get a chance, it's a couple of hours. And if you DVR it these days, you can kind of scan through it real fast and see the highlights. So it's pretty cool.
For you and I to do that, we need like an 8-foot basket, right? Or 7-foot six. Get it down there so we can kind of get some dunks going. We'd get tired after a while, though. So
you got to do the Dr. J windmill. That's all it is. Doug Duda and Jim Langan with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Yesterday we were talking about Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maybe you're not in the market for a vehicle, but you do need some repairs on your vehicle. Well, maybe your vehicle is beyond repair and you just don't want to go into that new vehicle market. Right now, Midway has a lot of low-mileage, certified, pre-owned vehicles in stock. You should see what they do with these vehicles. Once they bring them in as used or they get a trade-in on them, they go over them with a fine-tooth comb, get them cleaned up, get them tip-top shape, and that's why they are certified pre-owned vehicles. Plus, check them out on their Facebook page. They're giving away tickets to next week's Storm game. They always have some great deals on there, whether it's giveaways for the community or just some good deals there at the Midway Auto Dealership. You can check that out as well at thinkmidway.com. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway It's a Better Way, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. The bracket challenge comes down to the Final Four. I want to talk about that a little bit. Jeffrey, these are the folks that still have a chance
Yes, sir.
There are actually people that chose Wichita State?
No. If Wichita beats Syracuse, Shaw Doggett wins. That's what that means. So of the eight possible championship games, if Syracuse beats Louisville, it's Big A Smith. You see what I'm saying there? Nobody picked Wichita, but if Wichita wins, that's why Shawdett's so low on 94, because he won't get those 32 points.
But if Wichita State wins the national championship, Sean Doggett, or Shaw Doggett, whatever it is, bam, huh?
Or K. Hartman, 1508.
And that's our leader right now, right?
I'm not sure. Let me look.
I believe that's our leader is Hartman right now. So we've got Big A Smith got a chance. B. Strandberg, Gail John Jones, Cam Hartman, Sean Doggett, and Yoakum 13. They've got a couple of entries in here that have a chance to pull away. So are you telling me that these are the last eight that have a chance to win the Russell's Appliance Television 50-inch?
Correct.
So it's down to those. But we've got many other great prizes from Godfather's, from Big Dally's Deli, from Prairie Hills, a variety of other places, Mid-Nebraska Speedway, that we are going to be giving away to folks as well. So this is what it all comes down to, the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge. Jimmy, who are you rooting for?
I'm definitely rooting for Louisville because of a financial interest here.
Is that, that's what it all comes down to, isn't it?
Yeah, it does right now. But, I'm kind of would like to see Louisville win the thing. But, you know, Wichita State, Louisville winner, I'm probably for whoever wins that game. If Wichita State would upset Louisville, I'd be for Wichita State in a hurry.
So you tell me Primetime, who has Louisville picked, has no chance? Is that what you're telling me? Primetime's got to have a chance, don't they? Primetime's got to have a chance, don't they?
If it looks the way it is, it says that Strandenburg will win because he'll get Syracuse in the national championship, which will get him an additional 16 points.
Primetime, I think you got a chance. I don't know. We'll find out. You know what? We're going to know a lot more on Monday when we know the national championship game.
There's only eight possible ways it can come in. It's either going to be Louisville, Michigan. This guy needs Louisville, so if somebody has Michigan picked, you know, he's not going to win because he doesn't have Michigan. So, yeah, he's probably right. I mean, this guy's probably in the lead, but he can't win it. You know what I mean? He's in the lead right now, but he can't win it because
The Royals got a win yesterday, and so did the Yankees. Nebraska baseball at Iowa this weekend. You can hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. And the UNK softball team, they're expecting rain on Sunday. Baseball did not move. Softball did move. They're going to play that doubleheader getting underway here at noon at Dryden Park. Hastings, their baseball and softball are on the road this weekend. Tri-City Storm, they're at Sioux City tonight. And then they'll be at home at the Vero Event Center against Des Moines tomorrow. You can hear Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And the Nebraska Danger, who have played well all season long, coming off a bye week, will host the Texas Revolution tomorrow. And of course, if that's not enough, you get to see Jim Langan on the field with a whistle and a hat.
Yeah, that'll be with a hat on for sure.
Atmosphere, what's it like on the field? Because what's been going on this year, I mean, we know that Fauner Park's busy and we know that the Danger have been busy. But when the Danger at home on a Fauner Park Saturday, it sounds like the excitement and the energy level is just incredible.
Well, you know, I really enjoy doing the games. The one thing I didn't realize how tired I was going to get, you know, doing these games. Because, you know, we have a lot of plays that go 40 yards, and you run 40 yards, and you're sprinting. I'm trying to sprint, but anyway, I'm running as fast as I can to get downfield. And then, hey, you turn around, and there's another play, and then you do the same thing, and then there's a touchdown, and then you got a kickoff, and you look up the clock, and there's only a minute went by, you know. But, I mean, there's a ton, you know. So, you know, it's kind of exhausting. It's good if you're trying to lose a couple pounds. It's good to do that. But it's exciting, and the athletes are very good. You know, it's a pretty good product, so I enjoy doing it.
And we welcome all the soccer teams to town from the GNAC that will be here today and overnight going into tomorrow for the conference tournament because they do play it all the way out. Everybody's guaranteed three games. All the girls play today at 3:30, the boys at 5:30. Then action tomorrow at Baldwin Field gets underway at 10 a.m. Kearney, Hastings, and Lexington from the area, Gehring, Norfolk, Columbus, Scotts Bluff, North Platte also rolling in. When we roll back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Brian Munson from Big Red Report right after this.
and Advance Auto Parts, getting oil and saving dough is your Advance advantage. Right now, you can get a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil plus a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. That'll save you about $10 worth of dough. So fire up our deals oven and watch your dough rise. A Castrol conventional oil change for just $19.99. The Advance Advantage, only at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
As an Orkin man, I'm not a fan of cockroaches. So I didn't feel too bad when our scientists at the Orkin lab gave me a way to alter their reproductive organs. Hard to get a date like that. They won't have any impact on you or your family, but they're strong enough to chop down any roach family tree. My treatments may change depending on the house and the problem, but the results won't. Orkin. Pest control down to a science. Visit OrkinMan.com for guaranteed pest control.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
ShopWheelerDealer.com is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses anytime, not just 2 hours a week. ShopWheelerDealer.com, where you'll find dozens of gift certificates. Shop and buy 24 hours a day and save a ton of money in the process. Type ShopWheelerDealer.com in your internet browser or click on the website link on ESPNSuperstation.com.
A mix of clouds and sunshine will develop across the area today with a high of 74, as south winds will become gusty at 15 to 30. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll stay near 47 for a low with gusty southwest winds. Right now, it's 57.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on today's Doug and Daddy Show. More on the Rutgers debacle coming up after the Doug and Daddy Show here today. Time for our Midtown Mart Cooler question of the day. What do you think of the name American Athletic Conference for the former Big East? Well, 53% of you says you don't care. You didn't like it or dislike it. 33% disliked it. 13% liked it. I said, whatever. We'll get used to it, won't we, Jimmy?
Yeah, I can't even remember who's in the conference. If you remember, I think it was last week, I thought Creighton was still going to be in the Missouri Valley. And I knew that one, but there are some I really don't know. I mean, it's getting so, I don't know when they're changing and when they're going on. So, when you hear Boise State, at one time, weren't they going to the Big East? And San Diego State was going someplace, and then they changed and they have a buyout. It would be impossible to buy a poster right now with all the conferences and the teams and put it on your wall because it would change in about 3 minutes.
Save the old ones. Probably going to be American Pickers or somebody's going to want them.
There you go.
Find them in Storage Wars. Our poll question for the weekend. Now, Trey Burke yesterday was named the Associated Press College Basketball Player of the Year, the John Wooden Award, the Naismith Award. They're all being handed out. Who is your college basketball player of the year? Trey Burke of Michigan, Otto Porter of Georgetown, Victor Oladipo of Indiana, or Doug McDermott of Creighton? Those are actually the four finalists for the Naismith Award, or somebody else. You can vote on that as well. Our Midtown Mart Cooler question of the day, you can find it at ESPNSuperstation.com. Every Friday, it's our T&L Husker Recruiting Update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems. Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every T&L irrigation system to assure many more years of reliable irrigation. So schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today, because performing basic maintenance in the off-season will pay you back when the summer heat arrives. T&L Irrigation Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. And tomorrow, we've got the spring game, 2 o'clock. You can hear it on The Breeze. You can watch it on the Big Ten Network. And Brian Munson and all Husker fans will be anxious to see what takes place and who will be there as far as recruits. So let's start there. Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just great. About yourself?
Well, great to catch up with you again. I guess we're anticipating the spring game, but boy, this used to be a much bigger deal. Now, I think there'll probably be 50,000 people there tomorrow, so it's still going to be a big deal for families, and it's not going to get rained out like it did last year. But how has the spring game changed over the last 10 years?
You know, I think it was a little bit more of a, here's what happened. Nebraska beat everybody else nationally to the punch. When Nebraska wanted to go ahead and really make that significant change from, well, we're moving from Frank Solich from the option offense to the West Corn or West Coast offense under Bill Callahan, there was this, you know, this curtain that was really drawn over the university that they wanted to go ahead and unveil something. Are we talking about unveiling something new, really, you know, with what Bo has coming back from last season? Well, I think that they are. I love the spring game, not for the fact of the constant unveiling, but for the opportunity to watch a bunch of younger guys get an opportunity and see what kind of where they're at in their development, see where they're kind of at when it comes to the depth chart, who they're playing with out there on the football field, and then also try to understand, you know, a little bit about what's going on behind that curtain when it comes to team chemistry. I do think that this year, when it comes to the Nebraska spring game, you don't have a guy like Rex Burkhead coming back, and you don't know how much you're going to see Taylor Martinez, if at all. You know you're not going to see Amir Abdullah, so there is a little bit to take away from it. But it shouldn't steal anything away from what should be a great experience and a great chance to see a bunch of young guys out there trying to make plays and impress people.
So who is you looking to impress you, or what are you going to be looking for tomorrow?
I'm going to be really concentrating on that defense. I don't think you're going to see much on offense. With the exception of, I want to see what Imani Cross does. I want to see how he looks. I want to see how comfortable he is playing out a little bit lighter weight. I want to see what he looks like, you know, in that expanded role. I want to see also, you know, what King Frazier's doing back there as kind of a second guy at running back. You want to kind of start figuring out how things are going to look, you know, with Adam Taylor coming in and Terrell Newby, and what things are going to look like at that position going forward. Then you bring Dula back into it. But I'm really going to be focusing on those back seven guys when it comes to the linebackers, to the secondary, and then also shifting the focus up to the defensive line. I think that they're going to be young. I think it's going to be a young defense. I think it could be an athletic squad. I think that they should have that going for them. The inexperience, though, is tough to bridge in a spring. You're not going to get a lot of – you're going to get some live looks, but more or less the spring is about, you know, trying to put some things together. Who works well, you know, where, when, and why? Who do they work well with? And I'm sure that Nebraska's trying to get a bunch of different looks with a bunch of different guys out there in the football field to have some ideas about how things could shake out during fall camp. And you know, the Thomas Browns, the Jared Offalavas, I want to see what Santos is doing. I got a feeling that with them moving him out to Will or to Buck, you know, along with Zaire at the other spot, that means that they think a lot about Trevor Roach occupying the middle spot. But I want to see guys like Baptiste and how he stepped up. I want to see if Cisse is ready to take a step forward, what Jackson looks like at safety. I really want to look real long and hard at those rear seven guys in the defense for Nebraska on Saturday.
Some people want to take way too much away from a spring game, and the coaches always try to say just – hold the reins back a little bit. This isn't the opening game of the conference season. So how much of this do you have to take with a grain of salt?
I'd say a lot of it. I think, though, that based on the fact that you don't have Taylor, that you don't have Amir offensively, that does it's going to require Nebraska to be able to do some things. I don't think you're going to see Beck and any new wrinkles that he wants to add to his offense. But I think, though, that it does allow them to get a little bit more out of the base and ask those guys to do some things. You know, step out, be creative, you know, make a play. I think that that's one of the things that they're going to have some freedom to do with on Saturday, is because of the guys that they're going to have up there on the football field. They really need to give those guys a look to get, you know, Tommy Armstrong, give him a shot to really go out there and because he's going to have to think about next spring and not having a guy like Junior Martinez around and bringing a guy like Johnny Stanton in and taking a look at him and allowing those guys to kind of compete. And Tommy's got to think about, you know, what it's going to be like to be that guy where people are looking at him next spring to take the reins and run with the team. So I think that there is a little bit of a grain of salt that comes with every spring game. I think that you're going to have a little more opportunity to see those guys that you want to see and maybe doing some things you wouldn't always have, you know, with just a run left, run right, vanilla type of offense. I think Nebraska is going to have Tommy Armstrong to run a little bit more of the offense than what typically you would see in a normal backup situation.
Talking with Brian Munson of Big Red Report, part of Scout.com, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get to the recruiting part of our little talk here this morning, Brian. Nebraska kids usually always adorn the sideline for this game. The Lincoln Southeast duo in Gifford and Foster, you say, are going to be there, according to the story on the website. Who else are we looking for, and maybe a big out-of-state name that's going to make the trip?
Well, the guy that I really like, and I actually got a chance to re-review his film after he was there last fall for the Wisconsin game, is Billy Hirschfeld from the state of Wisconsin. Another defensive end prospect, much like A.J. Natter last year. Hirschfeld's a big guy, 6'5", 270 pounds, looks a little bit heavier in the feet than Natter does from his film. I almost think that Hirschfeld is a guy that either, you know, plays the defensive end position at his current weight, dropping a little bit of the extra baggage and cutting some of the weight off and putting some good weight back on, or actually could be more of a free technique. I watch his film, and you kind of see these flashes, and brings me back almost to a Kyle VandenBosch kind of a guy. Really kind of a go-getter, good motor. Like I said, doesn't necessarily have a great quickness off the edge, but when he's shooting the inside gap, which is what VandenBosch did so incredibly well, he can get after a quarterback, and also he's a very, very good balanced defensive end, not just from a guy that can just only does one thing, stopping a run or getting after quarterback. You know, he does both equally well. Hirschfeld to me is a headliner. I like Monty Harrison at Elise Summit West. Dual sport athlete. Probably looking at a, you know, top 1-2 round Major League Baseball draft pick next year, but who has not given up the idea of potentially going to college and playing both sports in Nebraska, of course, has a run of luck when it comes to bringing some of those guys in and presenting them a good option to play both sports at the next level. So those are two guys that definitely got my eye on. Of course, T.J. Foster, I think, is going to be the headline. Lincoln Southeast guy, like you had mentioned, has a ton of offers, big-time, four-star, kind of SEC-style offensive lineman that's growing up under the noses of Nebraska there in Lincoln Southeast. That guy, to me, is a must-get for this Nebraska staff, and I think they have a huge recruiting advantage, not just by being there in the same town, but also by having brother Trey Foster as a walk-on player there. A bit of an advantage over other people, and I think people are putting too much emphasis on him having ties back to Alabama and just generally into the southern part of the United States a little bit too much. I think that Nebraska is an advantage, especially with having his brother there and, of course, being in the backyard of Nebraska.
Brian Munson, just another minute with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Big Red Report. Overall, just your quick vibe on how spring ball went for the Huskers.
I think it was. They had a lot to get into. I mean, honestly, they're breaking in a lot of young guys onto a defense that, particularly on defense, where they're struggling to find an identity. They're struggling to find guys that are going to, how things are going to shake out, where people are going to move around to, who works well with other guys. I think that they found a strength of the offense next year is going to be in that offensive line. I think that they're trying to put some things together. I think the offensive line has had a good spring. I think they're still looking for some answers at tight end. I think it's given Imani Cross, the injury to Abdullah, is giving a unique opportunity to Imani for him to step up and be a guy there. And I think Tommy Armstrong is also probably liking the idea of getting a few extra reps this spring and potentially, you know, building on that and putting together a good fall camp, being a solid backup to where he can take the reins next spring.
Finally, Brian, we're 3 weeks away now from the NFL draft, and we'll talk more about this because I know we'll talk again before that time. But just your thoughts right here. Mel Kiper puts out an updated big board. We're not expecting any Huskers to go early in this draft. Brett Maher is the only one listed in the top five at any position as a place kicker. We're not surprised by that. You got a number of Huskers that you think are going to go?
I think at least three. I think Maher is a slam dunk guy to get drafted based on the way that he performed between especially the pro day at Nebraska. I heard that he did exceptionally well. I still think Burkhead is a guy that a team takes a chance on. I think that people see the bigger picture there. I think they see a guy who is a great team player that will basically do anything from even taking snaps to quarterback to playing anywhere out to like the wide receiver position. And I think also he figures into special teams on a lot of teams' boards, whether that he's doing some sort of a coverage type deal or returning type duties. I think he's the kind of guy you could ask basically to do anything on a football team and he will do it. And finally, I think the guy that gets a shot, that gets drafted, is Will Compton. I think Will Compton, much like from the, is cut from the same cloth that kind of that Rex Burkhead is. I think he's a student of the game. I think he's an absolute gamer. I think that he's the kind of guy that figures into being that Mike in a lot of 3-4 sets. I think when you bring in that extra middle linebacker, and he's a tough guy. And I think that that's one of the things that people have to love about him, that is intelligence. I think Will Compton does get a shot to get drafted 3 weeks from now.
Spring game tomorrow. We're talking about guys leaving the program, going to the pros, and we're interested in seeing what the future has in store for us. That's our Husker recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Brian Munson, Big Red Report, always appreciate the time. Relax a little this weekend and heal up, would you?
I'm going to try, man. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet, Brian. Brian is headed off to a doctor's appointment on a Friday. That's not the way to go into the weekend, is it, Jimmy?
No.
You do that stuff on Monday.
I think so, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get injured on Saturday, and you go in on Monday.
Something like that. So there you go. I want to thank Brian for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. You get geeked up about stuff like this? Spring games?
No, I really, you know, this is probably one of the things I really, I would be almost amazed that people go to this in that type of fashion. I mean, you know, I wouldn't mind if there was 800 or 900 people there, I might go. But, you know, I definitely don't want to go and sit with 60,000 people in April. I just don't want to do that. There's other things to do.
It's a way to break out the old red, wear your Husker gear. But we'll talk more about it Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll have some special guests, plus preview the national championship game. That's all Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be talking about all that. And, of course, with the spring game, maybe you're one of those tens of thousands of folks going down. Head to Troutman's for your tailgating needs. That's what the ball game is all about anyway. It's a grill's best friend. Steaks are cut to order, and your favorite beers and wines to accompany your tailgating needs. Try the bacon-wrapped chicken grillers or the bacon-wrapped pork loin fillets. Man, makes you just want to get a grill right now. Goes great with Troutman's barbecue beans as well. Fresh brats, fresh garlic sausage right out of the old smokehouse. And, of course, if you're sitting back and watching the Final Four, they've got the snack foods like sun-dried tomatoes, chicken brats, summer sausage, the always spectacular snack sticks, and Polish brats as well. Always a large selection of your favorites at Troutman's Quality Meats. So stop in, whether you're just watching the Final Four, whether you're going to the spring game, maybe you're doing both. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, Highway 30 in Kearney. We'll be back and wrap it up after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
An elite group of Astro scientists shrunk themselves down to study Little Caesar's amazing new deep, deep dish pizza. They are...
Deep Dish Explorers!
Hey, ship, this is Ground Control. How would you describe the 8 deliciously crispy caramelized cheese crust corners of the deep, deep dish pizza?
Delicious.
Thank you, spaceship.
Deep Dish Explorers!
Introducing the Deep, Deep Dish Pizza. Hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 p.m. Just $8 for a large, only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Participating locations plus tax.
Dockers and Kohl's present Survival Tips with Bear Grylls.
Whatever wild you find yourself in, the right clothes will help you survive. Whether it's a desperate search for food or the equally important need to make sure any first impression is a good one. Surviving a sub-zero mountaintop or the hot glare of your boss reviewing your presentation. If your wild is everyday life, you need Dockers khakis.
Dockers signature khaki, now with staying power technology. Available at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Dockers.
Stomach saying, feed me! We'll head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's is the best place to grab a good bite to eat, have a cold drink, hang out with your buds, and watch your favorite sports. Sounds like you're hungry right now. We'll text Ham's Offer to the number 90210, and they'll send you special food and drink discounts right to your phone. Plus, a buy one, get one just for signing up today. That's Ham's Offer to 90210. And get your keister over to Cunningham's Journal, located 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Sunday night, the Women's Final Four is on the Dial Global Radio Network. Hi, this is Joe Tolleson. Join Dave Ryan, Debbie Antonelli, and Chris DeBlunk from New Orleans for all the exciting action. UConn, Notre Dame, Cal, or Louisville, who will be crowned champion? Tune in to find out. If it's the Women's Final Four, it's right here.
All the action begins Sunday night at 5:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A mix of clouds and sunshine will develop across the area today with a high of 74, as south winds will become gusty at 15 to 30. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll stay near 47 for a low with gusty southwest winds. Right now, it's 57.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know, the funny thing is about when they have the spring game, they always have the, there's going to be a lot of players back. Ex-Huskers going to be down there. They've got a lot of things going on. I think Steve Warren has something going on this weekend. The Johnny the Jet Rogers Award was handed out yesterday to Tavon Austin in Omaha. Separate situation. They had the banquet in Omaha last night. Some of the greats were honored. Luke McNitt, who won the shot and the disc yesterday at the Kearney High Invite, along with Isaac Ockery of Mildred North, received the over-the-top award. Only two of the state football players get that, and so that's pretty cool, and congratulations to them.
Yes, indeed. Doug, who do you like in the Final Four? I mean, you asked me, and I said I kind of liked Louisville. Who do you like?
Louisville's the best team, and I wasn't sure. I didn't think they were the best team going in. Although it was hard to make an argument for many other teams, I thought it was Indiana, and that's why I chose them. I wish Indiana would have been in Louisville's bracket. I still believe outside. I mean, Duke's good, all right, and they thumped Duke. But let's face it, their road to the Elite Eight was not the toughest in the world. They went through a lot of mid-majors, and they beat Oregon. So I don't care if they should have been a 5 seed. They were a 12. It doesn't matter. But Louisville is the best team remaining right now. And I'm pulling for Syracuse. But, I mean, again, Louisville, they showed the stat here just a little bit ago. In the preseason rankings, Louisville was second, Michigan was fifth, and Syracuse was ninth. So it's not like this wasn't expected. Everybody goes through their peaks and valleys. I am probably going to root for Wichita State, but I'm not going to be jumping up and down going nuts for Wichita State. I want Syracuse, and I don't know why. I like Jimmy Boeheim, I guess.
Yep.
I always seem to pick Syracuse in my brackets.
Well, they seem to have some success in that tournament. You know, Michigan State, too, we talked about them. There's some teams that usually they're down there, and, you know, Duke. You know, there's a lot of teams that the same team seem to win a lot. Hey, it's really nice about John Higgins out of Omaha. That's going to be a tremendous thing for him. You know, he benched, like, in 2008, and then he worked some Final Four games, but he's never worked a final. So I'm pretty sure he's pretty excited. I mean, we're not at liberty to say what game he's going to work, but I know he won't be sweating Saturday.
Oh, man, that'll be awesome. That'll be awesome to, just to make it to Atlanta, to get to work a Final Four game or a championship game. What a true honor. So be cool to see somebody that a lot of people around here know working in Atlanta this weekend.
That's right.
Well, cool. Folks, don't forget with our bracket challenge, you know, you may not win the TV, but you know what? Getting a large combo meal from Big Daly's Deli ain't a bad deal either. What number you got today, Jimmy?
Well, I always seem to go with 22, so I'm going to pick a different number here.
Pick another number.
Let's go with number six.
Number six today is the Hormel Hard Salami. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Just because the lower the number, kind of just your basic turkey, roast beef, you know, salami, ham, whatever you want. My number today will be 44. 44 is, super veggie. Something I wouldn't normally get.
No, definitely. You're going to have to change numbers. I'm going to tell you
now. Yeah. I'm sorry, Big Dally's guys. I'm not taking the 44. The 42 is the sandwich of the month. But how about the 50, the pepperoni combo with pepperoni and salami? Now, that sounds delish. And I know there's folks out there that would love the veggie sandwich. So check out that veggie delight. That's why they've got something different for everyone at two locations in Hastings, 610 East South Street and 801 West 2nd Street, and in Kearney on top of the hill at 3905 North 2nd Avenue. That's why they've got so many sandwiches, because there's something different for everyone. Big Daly's Deli in Kearney and in Hastings. Well, here we go. Our final predictions before we go into the weekend. We've talked about who we want, who we think, who's playing in the national championship. Put it down right now. Who's playing Monday night, Jimmy?
Louisville's going to be playing Syracuse.
Wow. That's what I think, too. I actually think Syracuse is going to beat Michigan. I do believe that. Michigan has that high-octane offense, but we've seen that 2-3 zone of Syracuse kind of shut it down. Of course, if Trey Burke starts making them from 30 feet again like he did against Kansas, that'll be hard to shut down. But we'll find out all about it, talk about it, and update our bracket challenge for who's going to win that 50-inch Russell's TV, the HD TV from Russell's Appliance here in Kearney. Jimmy, have a great weekend, man.
You too.
Hey, we want to thank Brian Munson, Big Red Report, for joining us on the program today. I think it's safe to announce this. It's safe, isn't it, Jeffrey?
Yes, sir.
It's Masters Week next week. I love Masters Week. Basketball, baseball. We'll talk with Alex Myers of Golf Digest Tuesday. And yes, we have acquired one of the newest San Diego Superchargers. We will have Danny Woodhead on the Doug and Daddy Show next week, and really looking forward to chatting with one of the all-time great guys in this state of Nebraska. For Jim Lang and I'm Doug Duda, enjoy whatever it is you're doing this weekend, and don't forget the men's and women's Final Four Saturday and Sunday here on ESPN.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.